Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi speaking, creator of Glam Naturally, or I hope you're having such a super duper awesome day. Thank God it's Friday. And I am very excited to be coming out here today, actually, because I am in Florida, away from my beautiful family. And we're going to be, basically, Glam Naturally Oil is attending the first ever event. So we're having the first public appearance, and this is so, like, exciting for me. I've always been I am not shy when it comes to public speaking, and I'm going to be talking about my product for the first time, even though I know I talk about it on Instagram, but it's different because now I'm going to be presenting my product when I get to the event at West Palm Beach, Florida. So it's been exciting. I'm very excited about that. And I'm going to be sharing in my next podcast how everything went. So yeah, it's been a week of preparing and making products. You probably know that the products are handmade, and I have been making products all week. I am exhausted. I'm in an hotel right now, and I'm just trying to rest. But I wanted to do this podcast quickly because I wanted to talk about, you know, something, a question that I get a lot on my page. So yeah, that being said, I'm going to try to go into this quickly, but the topic for today would be, we're going to be talking about the hair porosity. So there are three different types of hair porosity levels, and we're going to break it down. And I'm also going to talk about the hair care regimen for each porosity level. So this is exciting. But before I do, I'm going to talk about the word for today from UCB, and I just wanted to encourage someone out there. I don't know what you're going through, but every single person, everyone in, it might not be now, but it may be in the past, or you're going through the situation now, but we all go through storms, you know, it's part of life. But then how we deal with storms, you know, helps us become better. You know, what doesn't kill you make you stronger. So you might need to hear this. Says you're going to get through this storm, and the book of the Bible is taken from Acts 27:20. Says when the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all the hope of being saved. You know, even Apostle Paul was in that situation where he thought, that's it, I'm going to die today, because the storm was ridiculous. And that was, you know, a great man of God, and he was in storm. So it doesn't matter what your relationship is with God, you're going to go through storm, or you've been through storm, or you're going through it, but you need to stay encouraged. Because normally when something great is about to happen, that's when you go through like the worst storm. And I've been in so many situations and circumstances in my life where I just thought, that's it, this is my storm, and God doesn't love me, or God is just silent, like, why would you let me go through this, or why am I going through this? And then I just look back and just thank Him for giving me the strength to be able to carry on during those times. And I'm just here to come to do the same thing. If you're going through a storm, I really want you to stay encouraged. It's not the end of the world, that God cares about you, He knows about you, don't give up. You know, it says there are times in life where God seems distant. It's very, very common where you feel like God is not there, or God is just silent. My God, why are you not? You know, where are the signs? Why is this happening to me? We pray but feel abandoned, at the mercy of our circumstances, afraid and hopeless. And it's so, being in that hopeless situation, it's just something where you feel like, oh my God, the future is black, or this is the end of the world, I would never get through this, oh my God, what am I going to do? You know, it says Paul was no different. The Apostle Paul was a great apostle. You know, he'd longed for an opportunity to preach in Rome and was on his way there when an hurricane struck his ship, plunging everyone into despair. Paul had not only foreseen the loss of the vessel and its crew and cargo, but his own life too. You know, imagine such man, you know, being in a situation where he thought that, that's it, I am dying today. I have no hope. This hurricane is horrible. I cannot get through this. And remember, Paul knew God. He had a very close relationship with Jesus and God. So don't ever feel like, because you know, you have a good relationship with God, you know, things are not going to get like shaky or stormy. It will happen, but it will never give you anything that it knows you cannot handle, right? So then his warning was disregarded because Paul did see and foresaw the hurricane, and he did warn the captain of the ship about it, and no one listened to him. And Paul and 276 fellow passengers were placed in a life-threatening crisis, and there was nothing he could do about it. He was terrified, and he and his companions declared, "We finally gave up all hope of being saved." After 14 days at sea without sun or stars to guide them, and just when the hurricane was fiercest, God sent an angel to Paul. "Do not be afraid, Paul." How many days was that? It took 14 days for God to do something, right? So because there's a delay doesn't mean there's a denial. You know, sometimes God wants to test our faith as well and see how we handle situations, so that it makes us stronger, right? It took 14 days for God to send an angel. Think about it. Why didn't God send an angel a day after? It took him 14 days to do that. You know, that's just speaking a lot to me as well. Like, we have to be patient, pray for strength during our storm, pray for hope, you know, for God to send our angels and God to help us not to turn our angels away because we're so, you know, caught up in our storm. But the angel came. And you must stand trial before Caesar, and God is graciously giving you the lives of all who sail with you. They are cold, they are soaked and hungry. When their ship finally ran aground on an island south of Italy, every circumstance pointed to tragedy and the demise of Paul's dream of preaching in Rome. However, when the sun rose on the island of Malta next morning, it became clear that God had piloted them through the storm to the exact destination he had planned for them. And Paul ended up declaring God's work before Caesar in Rome. So take courage. You're going to get through this storm. I don't know what you're going through right now, but I just want to encourage you that it's going to get better. It will. Have faith. Believe. Just believe that everything will get much better. Okay? I love you. If you've listened, I hope you're encouraged. I'm encouraged just by, you know, talking to you about this as well. This keeps us going, right? So going back to what we're going to be talking about today is hair porosity. So hair porosity simply refers to your hair ability to absorb and retain moisture. Okay, so how well does your hair retain moisture? That depends on your hair texture. And you have to understand where your hair falls, so that you know what treatments, what are the best way to treat your hair, what are the best product for your hair, what are the best way to apply oils on your hair for it to retain better. So before we go into that part, I'm sure a lot of you have probably watched on YouTube or seen articles about this, of how to test what your porosity level is. So the one way that I have actually tested as well is to drop your hair. So take a little strand from your brush or your comb and you know, have a glass of water, and then put that hair strand into the water. If it flows, your hair is low porosity. If your hair sinks slowly, it has normal porosity. And if it sinks immediately, your hair is high porosity. I hope that helps. I'll say that again. So if it floats, your hair is low porosity. If your hair sinks slowly, it is normal porosity. And if your hair sinks immediately, it is high porosity. Okay. So I have low porosity. So the characteristics of low porosity curly hair is, so one of it is the curls takes a long time to dry. The products tend to build up on curls rather than absorb it. Natural oils don't really penetrate. They don't readily penetrate and rather sits on your hair. And curls take much longer to get full saturated when you wet your hair. So how do you take care of a low porosity curl care? Curl pattern. So low porosity hair has very compact cuticles, so it is hard to inject moisture into your hair shaft, although it does retain moisture once it's absorbed. So to raise the cuticle, these are helpful tips to help you. So use heat. So I, for example, I really don't like heat. I don't steam, which is better for me because I am low porosity, but I found other ways for it to work for me. So it says use deep treatment curl restoration therapy, or like I, for example, like to deep treat my hair. So you can put your hair under steam, but I actually wrap my hair on with a plastic bag or some, you know, something that could make the heat from my natural body, because I normally do when I'm working. I deep treat when I'm out and about. So my natural heat would help, you know, my deep treatment absorb my hair, absorb my deep treatment better. But you can use a steam, or you can wrap your hair in a warm towel, you know, whatever you can do. It's always better when you have a low porosity hair to apply some form of heat, not a lot, but some form. So it's always distribute products evenly throughout your hair, making sure not to put too much. So I normally section my hair into four, and then I put a right amount of product into my hair. Says apply products to damp, not drench hair. Very, very important. Your hair has to be, whatever you do with low porosity hair, just remember water. Low porosity loves water. It needs water to absorb moisture. It needs water to absorb. And before, I tell everyone, don't just put oil in your hair, water and then oil. You have to put water, then put a base, a leave-in conditioner, and then put the oil. That's the only time it's going to absorb moisture. When I created the mango shea butter and the cocoa shea, I use it as a leave-in conditioner, honestly, because it helps my oil penetrate better on my hair, if that makes sense. So it says use a sulfate-free shampoo and rinse, such as apple cider vinegar. You can do that. Baking soda treatment to get rid of hair buildup. You can do that. So the normal porosity, remember, that's the one that slowly sinks. Okay, cause a full bounce in elasticity. It requires very little maintenance. That's not 4C hair. Most 4C hair requires a lot of maintenance. Easily accepts and retains moisture inside the cuticle, old styles well, and can be colored with good result. So to take care of this, you really don't have to do much. The same thing, you deep treat, and just a good amount of products needs to be used as well. We don't really need that much heat on that one. You could just do it and, you know, put it in a cup and maybe wait a few hours and then take it off if it's all organic ingredient. So the high porosity is when it fastly sinks down into the water. Remember that. So how do you take care of a high porosity curly hair? So what are the characteristics of it? How do you know you have high porosity curly hair? The curls easily absorb water. However, it requires more products. Curls often look and feel dry. Curls are often frizzy. Curls dries up quickly. You know, so all that's basically high porosity. And high porosity curl pattern is basically it's patchy, thirsty, and needs product that helps it retain as much moisture as possible. So follow the tips. Use minimal heat. It is best to air dry your hair if possible. Incorporate regular deep conditioning treatment into your hair curl routine. You can use the wheat mango shea or the wheat cocoa shea to begin to repair your porosity. So a lot of time, high porosity hair a little bit, they're damaged. So you need to, you know, get it back, you know, into electricity. You need to get it back into health. So you can rinse with cold water to seal the cuticle and prevent frizz. You need to detangle gently with a wire to comb and prevent air loss and breakage. And, doing this restores your hair into health. So this is basically the 411 on the porosity hair care level and textures. And knowing where you fall helps you basically achieve healthier hair, if that makes sense. So that's it. This is a quick one, basically, because I wanted to talk about this and then it would help me talk better about the next podcast. We were going to be talking about how to retain moisture. So this is basically it. If you have any questions, if you have anything else to add to this, please do keep me posted. You can drop an email at jimmygrow@gmail.com or glamwithgrace@gmail.com, or come to my Instagram and drop me a DM as well. If you've listened to this, honestly, it means the world. I know a lot of my followers are listening. It just, you know, it means the world to me that you're supporting, you're sharing, you know, you're coming on my DM and encouraging me. I appreciate you so much. So do not be a stranger. Leave a review. Let me know you stopped by. But that being said, I cannot wait to tell you about next week, about this Saturday, actually, is the first ever event. And I cannot wait to tell you how we went in the next podcast. All right, that being said, this is Jumi, and I am glammed naturally because I am glammed with grace. Have a super duper awesome day. Bye.